Now, the fate of the NDC's application to be joined to a petition challenging the election of President John Dramani Mahama will be determined on Tuesday, January 22. At yesterday's hearing, lead counsel for the applicant, Chatuchi Kata, moved the motion where he argued out why the NDC must necessarily be joined to the petition as respondent. Counsel for the petitioners who are opposed to the application, Philip Addison, rejected the arguments put forward by the applicant and praised the court to dismiss it. After listening to the arguments from the opposing parties, President of the court, Justice Atukuba, fixed the 22nd of this month for ruling. Here is a report by Bubu Klinogu.
Before the start of proceedings, a member of the Supreme Court panel, Justice Jones Doche, prayed the court to make some personal observations. He remarked that it has been suggested on some media platforms that he, Justice Doche, has in time past, during his private legal practice, held an executive position in the NPP in the voter regime. He denied such allegations, stating categorically that he has never been a member of the NPP anywhere in the country and that he is prepared to recuse himself if any of the parties raise any legal objections to his sitting. Thereafter, lead counsel for the NDC, Chatuchi Kata, prayed the court to direct counsel for petitioners to withdraw their earlier objections to the composition of the panel in open court, but the petitioners challenged this position, arguing that they had never raised any objection to the composition of the panel in open and there is therefore nothing to withdraw. Counsel said a letter they wrote to the Registrar of the Supreme Court was enough. The court, however, held the view that though the petitioners discussed the nature of the objection in camera, it was brought to the attention of the open court and there was therefore the need for them to withdraw it openly. The petitioners subsequently obliged and withdrew their objection, paving the way for the applicant to move its application for rejoinder. Mr. Chikata argued that it is necessary for the NDC to join the petition because it has a direct interest in the outcome of the case. He said the NDC as a party nominated and selected John Mahama as its candidate and then sponsored his election. Furthermore, the name and symbol of the NDC appeared on the ballot paper against President Mahama's name and photograph, an indication of the close association between the two. He added that the president is also in the process of forming a government of the NDC. Mr. Chikata made references to authorities to support his arguments, citing Ekwom versus Spinim, Montero versus Redco, as well as Chikata versus the Republic. For his part, counsel for the petitioners, Philip Addison, dismissed Mr. Chikata's argument. He said the NDC is not a necessary party to the petition and its presence will not add any value to the effectual determination of the case. He held the view that the NDC's intention to join the petition is without merit and in bad faith, a ploy meant only to delay the adjudication of the substantive case. Mr. Addison said the law requires respondents to electoral petitions be a citizen whose election is being disputed under EC, and nowhere does the law make mention of a political party. He dismissed the argument that President Mahama is forming a government of NDC, insisting that whichever government he is forming is for all Ghanaians. He also argued that the authorities quoted by Mr. Chikata have no relevance to the current case. He therefore prayed the court to dismiss the application. On the issue of respondents, Mr. Chikata said the law states that they shall include the candidates under EC, but the word include is not a term of exclusion, and therefore it can never be defined to exclude the NDC. He therefore prayed the court to grant its application.
A report by Bubu Klinogu.
After the proceedings, Radio Ghana spoke to the General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Esiedunketia, who is the applicant representing the NDC. He said comments by lead counsel for petitioners that President Mahama is not a president for only NDC, but for all Ghanaians, is a clear legitimization of his presidency. He also praised the legal team of the NDC for a good show.
Appropriately described as the Chachimania Day. Because while you listen to the commission, you see that it is like a professor and a student. And the most important statement that I have made is not only the president of NDC, but the president of the Republic of Ghana. And I thought that if he knew this, then he wouldn't waste people's time in the court. Because the whole petition is about challenging the legitimacy of the president. So if you have only come here to admit that indeed President Mahama is the president of the Republic of Ghana, then I will respectfully submit that he's in the wrong place.
General Secretary of NDC, Johnson Esiedunketia. Spokesperson for the legal team of the petitioners, Gloria Kufu, declined to comment on the day's proceedings, but her counterpart from the NDC, Nana Todazi, restated the NDC's position.
The lawyers for two sides argued briefly. The applicant that for NDC did indicate that as far as they are concerned, they are a necessary party to this action. They have substantial interest. They sponsored President J.D. Mahama, and under our constitutional philosophy, multipartyism is at the base of, so you cannot kind of take the parties out of the politics. The respondents to the joinder did the NDC side argue vigorously. Various times took various objections to the arguments of the NDC, but nevertheless, the arguments were taken on board, and the panel eventually took all the arguments for more than 2 hours, so decided that the case must be adjourned to the 22nd of January for the ruling to be made. The issue of the NDC is very simple, and that was what was articulated in court. But basically, the argument is that they sponsored candidate J.D. Mahama. Under the constitution of this country, they are a lawfully registered party. They are constitutionally mandated to sponsor candidates to all public offices down to the district assembly. This assembly and beyond, they cannot sponsor. So to that extent, they have a right, and I'm saying that they are the vehicle that collated and represented the views of 5-something million Ghanaians. So to that extent, President Mahama is not an individual. He's representing the votes of 5-something million people. To that extent, having sponsored him, they are a critical party to this action.
You heard Nana Todazi, a member of the NDC legal team.